It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The 2018 elections are officially underway now, and they started in Texas, where the first 2018 primaries went off on Tuesday.
It's just the time for change, and I'm the one who has caused change before, and I'm ready to do it again.
That's Lupe Valdez, the former sheriff of Dallas. She qualified for a runoff for the governor's race on the Democratic side last night. Valdez is one of dozens of candidates sprawling across the Lone Star State. Now, Democrats had a huge spike in early voting. They're running candidates in all 36 U.S. congressional seats, and that hasn't happened in deep red Texas in 25 years. So, signs of enthusiasm for Democrats in the Trump era, but what did Texas voters, Republicans, and Democrats have to say about their party nominees in the Lone Star State? Christopher Connolly is a reporter at KERA News in North Texas here with the latest. Christopher, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Todd.
Some primaries got a lot of attention in Texas. The 7th District in Houston, where a bunch of Democrats were vying to challenge John Culberson, the GOP congressman. Hillary Clinton won this district, so it's a big deal for Democrats. What happened?
Yeah, so that was a 7-way race. So now it goes to a runoff. Nobody got 50%. So the two top vote getters will keep running against each other for the Democratic nomination. And so that's Laura Mosher. She's a journalist and activist. And Lizzie Pinnell Fletcher, who's an attorney. And, you know, in that 7-way primary, you had some national attention and sort of shades of the old Bernie Sanders-Hillary Clinton divide. So Laura Mosher is pretty closely tied to the Bernie Sanders camp, and you had the Democratic Congressional Campaign Commission start kind of late in the race saying, well, she's sort of a Washington insider, she's too liberal for the district, which Mosher turned around and turned into about a $84,000 fundraising effort.
That's that race in the 7th District where the establishment money tried to knock Mosher out. They weren't able to do it. Let's talk about Beto O'Rourke. He's a congressman, but he's running on the Democratic side to try to unseat conservative Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Now, people have been watching O'Rourke and watching his primary for signs of Democratic enthusiasm to see if he might have that long shot chance to turn Texas blue in a Senate race. What did we see last night?
Well, we saw O'Rourke win easily, but not, you know, overwhelmingly in the Democratic primary in the Senate, which was to be expected. And you know, he has drawn a lot of attention. But you know, he's also somebody that is really working to make himself known. There was a poll right before early voting started, and 44% of likely Democratic voters still had no opinion of him. So he's still trying to close that gap and tell people who he is if he's going to try to take down Ted Cruz this fall.
Ted Cruz won his primary. Is there Republican enthusiasm on the Republican side, not only for Ted Cruz, but also for Donald Trump as we head into 2018?
Yeah, there is. So we had sort of incredible Democratic turnout, but we also had a record Republican turnout in this primary. And, you know, a lot of Republicans look at it and they say, you know, we want to back the president. We want to support him. He is under siege. So there is a lot of Republican enthusiasm that we saw at the polls that, you know, Democrats may not be able to overwhelm in deep red Texas.
Primaries in Texas. Christopher Connolly, KERA in Dallas. Thanks, Christopher.
Sure thing.
Hi, this is Jennifer, and I'm calling from Glenrose, Texas. I voted in the other party's primary because I felt the need to vote for the lesser of two evils there. But come election day, I'm going to vote a straight ticket in my party.
This is Victoria Corcoran from Austin, Texas. It's the madness of the Republican Party that's driving me to vote, as well as making a very strong showing so all elected officials on both sides of the aisle understand that we are not taking this lying down.
This is Harold from McKinney, Texas. Last primary, I voted on the Republican side. This time, I voted on the Democratic side, mainly to join the resurgence in the Democratic Party in Texas in sending a message to the Republicans that I was unhappy with the direction they've been going.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.